From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Audrina Bigas, and here are the stories making news right now. The man charged in the murder of a Chicago police officer is expected in court today at noon. Police say 18-year-old Steven Montano shot and killed officer Andres Mauricio Vasquez Lasso in Gage Park during an exchange of gunfire on March 1st. Montano was also shot and arrested, and we've now learned the 18-year-old was moved out of the hospital and into the Cook County Jail yesterday. And today, people in Chicago's Little Village community are coming together after two women were found dead. One was found in a shopping cart near 24th Place and Western. And last month, a young woman was found dead in an alley near 24th and Drake. Chicago police insist the cases are not connected, but neighbors are still demanding a community meeting with a detective to get more details. They're coming together at 10 this morning at the 11th District Police Station. Right now, attorneys general for more than 20 states, including Illinois, are calling on Hyundai and Kia to do more to prevent their cars from being stolen. Officials from these 22 states and Washington, D.C. signed a letter demanding the car makers take some action. Illinois AG Kwame Raoul signed that letter, and Kia says it has contacted more than a million drivers to inform them about an upgrade to help with the problem, since many of their vehicles, plus Hyundais, don't come with a piece of equipment that prevents thefts. Music fans now know which bands will take the stage at Lollapalooza this summer. Headliners include Kendrick Lamar, Billie Eilish, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers. More than 170 bands are set to perform across nine different stages in Grant Park, August 3rd through the 6th. Your forecast today, cloudy and mild, scattered afternoon showers, and highs in the mid-50s. From the CBS 2 Newsroom, I'm Audrina Bigas.